2 Samuel chapter 5. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "Look, we are your own flesh and bone. In the past, when Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel in and out to battle. The Lord said to you, 'You will shepherd my people Israel, for you will be ruler over Israel.'" So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron. King David made a covenant with them before the Lord at Hebron. There they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 40 years. He reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months in Hebron. Then he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah in Jerusalem. The king and his men marched on Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of that region. They taunted David, "You'll never get in here. Even the blind and lame could hold you off." They thought, "There's no way David can get in here." But David commanded the fortress of Zion that is now called the City of David. David said on that day, "Whoever will strike down the Jebusites will have to go up the water tunnel to attack the lame and the blind enemies of David." That is why they still say, "The blind and the lame cannot enter the palace." David lived in the fortress and called it the City of David. David built all around it from the Milo terraces inward. David grew greater and greater, for the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, along with cedar trees, carpenters, and masons. They built a palace for David. David realized that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. David married more concubines and wives from Jerusalem after he came up from Hebron. There, even more sons and daughters were born to David. These are the names of those who were born in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nepheg, Yafia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up in search of David. David heard about it and went down to the fortress. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. David inquired of the Lord, "Should I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" The Lord answered David, "Go up, for I will certainly deliver the Philistines into your hand." Then David came to Baal Perazim and defeated them there. He said, "The Lord has burst out on my enemies before me, like the burst of a flood before me." Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim, "The Lord burst out." The Philistines abandoned their images there, and David and his men carried them away. Then the Philistines came up again and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. When David inquired of the Lord, he said, "Do not attack them straight on, but circle around behind them and attack them across from the poplar trees. When you hear the sound of marching troops on the top of the poplar trees, then act decisively, for then the Lord is going before you to strike the army of the Philistines." So David did just as the Lord commanded him, and he struck down the Philistines from Gibeon all the way to Gezer.